Is New York City unsafe? That's a question that's become part of a national conversation. After former President Donald Trump's indictment in New York, some prominent Republicans have accused Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg of enabling a crime wave in the city. Earlier this week, members of the House Judiciary Committee held a hearing in Manhattan about the city's so-called crime problem. But experts say that's not quite right. NPR's Jasmine Garst covers criminal justice from New York City, and here is her report.
A city that has lost its way. That's how Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio described New York earlier this week.
Here in Manhattan, the scales of justice are weighed down by politics. For the district attorney, justice isn't blind. It's about looking for opportunities to advance a political agenda, a radical political agenda.
Representative Jordan chairs the Judiciary Committee. On Monday, it heard testimony from survivors and family members of victims of crimes, including Jose Alba, a worker at a store who was assaulted by two customers, one of whom he killed in self-defense. Alba was charged with murder. Those charges were eventually dropped.
I am now traumatized from the incident. I am not working because I am terrified for my life that someone in the gang will come after me for revenge.
Ask New Yorkers about crime, and you'll get all kinds of different answers. Chris David was born and raised in Brooklyn. He's 50, and he worries about his daughters.
I think it's getting worse now than it was in the 90s. Once they report someone and get them locked up, or some 2 days later, or a week later, they're out back out on the streets tonight and commit another crime.
Just one block down, Lucy Nystrom, 28, says she feels very safe in New York.
There's definitely issues with, you know, mental health in New York City, but I don't think that it's really changed. I think it's always been a problem here, but I think that people are drawing more attention to it, and I think that it's being handled really poorly.
The day after the committee hearing at a press conference, neither Mayor Eric Adams nor the NYPD acknowledged Jordan's hearing. Instead, they announced the indictment of a criminal gang that was hitting up nightclubs, drugging primarily gay men, and robbing them. Two people died. So what is the truth? Is New York in the grips of a crime wave?
Putting the shooting and homicide, you know, crimes into context, you know, we're a much safer city than we were, you know, 30 years ago.
That's Professor Christopher Herman, a criminologist at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He's formerly with the NYPD. He says last year there were 438 murders. That's compared to nearly 2,000 a decade ago. Ahead of the hearing, Herman decided to compare New York City crime rates with rates in Columbus, Ohio, which Congressman Jordan represents.
We see that you're 4.3 times more likely to be killed in Columbus, Ohio than Manhattan. And you see that 7.3 times as many cars per capita are being stolen in Columbus, Ohio than compared to Manhattan.
During the thick of the pandemic, he says crimes spiked, but they did so across the U.S., especially carjackings. There was also a spike in hate crimes, particularly anti-Asian. But overall, he says crime rates have been dropping precipitously since the 90s in New York. There is one caveat, he says. While there are fewer shootings, an increasing percentage of them are by and against young people. But unfortunately, he says, that's also a nationwide problem. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.